Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller, and this is a personal service announcement. I ask you, would your younger self be proud of who you are? Would your younger self be proud of the person that you have become today? Would your younger self be proud of who you are involved with, who you hang with, who you allow to treat you? Would your younger self be proud of the mistakes that you're constantly making? And when I think about it, and when I ask you that question, as much as I ask myself, no, I don't think the person that I am now, my younger self, wouldn't be proud of who I am. I would not go into details about what it is. It's just the fact that I know that I can do better and I can be better. And I know that I'm not the only one that can do better and be better. And I saw this on YouTube, and so I have to call her name out. It's Eating With Q, and she's on YouTube. And I just love how she's so passionate about people reaching out to their goals. People stop being afraid of what it is that you think that somebody's going to say about you. For a prime example, if you want to do something, if you want to do a YouTube, you want to create a YouTube channel, and you know, and you may not like how you look, okay? You may have a lot of weight on you, and so you say, well, I'm going to wait till I lose some weight, and then I'm going to do it. Now, that, to me, is a problem. But where I see that it could be more positive, okay, say like you do work out. Say like you do, you're taking care of yourself. You self-care, mental health. Say that you're going to bed early at night. Say that you're actually doing work. You're writing down things. You actually telling the truth when you do your first YouTube channel. You telling them about, you know, that you didn't feel comfortable to come on the camera with all this weight. Because I feel like when you do that, you allow everybody else to be their self. You allow everybody else to feel the same way you feel. Instead of saying, you know, you know, you have to take care of yourself, you know, and that's why, you know, I don't eat a lot of food. No, that would be throwing shade. Now, if you say, you know, I realized that I had to stop eating a lot of snacks at night. I realized that I had to exercise more than the snacks are going in my mouth, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm no better than nobody else. I just chose to do it another way. Okay, then yes, your younger self would be proud of the person that you are now. You know, sometimes we don't have to start, like Q said, we don't have to start out with the best cameras, you know, the things you see now on YouTube with people filming with, you know, nice cameras. I think it's a TMI camera, you know, that light, that big, I think it's like it's white, and it's like a, I think it's like a, if I'm not for sure, I don't know if it's a camera. I don't know, so I don't want to say, but I know I see a lot of people using it. And I just had to make a video because I don't know about anybody else, but I think sometimes, you know, when you know that you're not doing the things that you need to do, when you're just used to doing the average to get by, you know, when you're, you don't feel good about yourself. You look at yourself and you know that you can do better. You look at yourself and your inner self is saying, what is up with you? What's going on with you? You know, what is it that you are afraid of? Why do you keep sabotaging yourself every time a blessing comes to you? Why do you keep sabotaging yourself? And I think that a lot of us do that. For one reason, I think, because we're scared. Because for one thing, if you're not used to being treated good, if you're not used to things coming to you in a way that may begin to be more easy, because maybe you have made things so hard in your life, you know, or either maybe things was meant to be hard for you to make you appreciate when something good come in your life, But you know, sometimes we get stuck in what we started with, and we just think that we have to constantly stay there. But we don't have to stay there. We do not. We do not have to stay where we start. And you know, she was talking and she was saying something about like your dreams and stuff like that. If you got dreams, get out there and do it. Live your life. You know, I think she also said that when she first started out, she wasn't happy how she looked. She wasn't happy that, you know, she had the weight that she had on her. She wasn't happy at all. But she said, I had to start somewhere. And that is true. We have to start somewhere. It may not be the way we would want to start it, but as you go along and as you grow and as you get stronger, and then you look at, and then say from a year now, you go back and you look at your first five videos that you made. And you know, at that time when you was making those videos, you did not feel good about yourself. Excuse me, but you knew you had to go on. You knew it, because you knew if you stopped, you already knew where that was going to land you if you stopped. So you had to go on. And I'm gonna let some of these people know, these people that's like, they comment on your video stuff and they just sit and say, oh, it ain't that hard and all that. But it must be that hard, because like, to me, you only got time to be using negative words towards somebody. You can't be positive. So how you know what they're not struggling with? You know, or like some people say, well, let me see. So say like you had to struggle a couple months because you didn't have the food that you wanted, because you was in between food and between a roof over your head, and then hear somebody come and then they say stuff like, well, at least I ain't got to worry about food. The fact that you come at somebody and you want to say, at least I don't have to worry about food. The fact that God bless you with some food, the fact that God bless you with a roof over your head, and the fact that you didn't have to worry about food, and you over here sitting around here talking about somebody else that did, that makes you no better than that person that had to struggle for food. It don't. And then it could be also they had food, but they didn't have the food that they wanted. And just because you had steak, some seafood or whatever, you can go out and eat at what's that? Wingstop. You know, certain places and stuff. You know, you want to think that you're better than that person just because that person may be eating a bologna sandwich, or that person may be eating jelly or peanut butter. But the fact that their story is going to mean more to somebody else than your story. Because what you doing, you taking advantage of somebody, and you ungrateful, and also you entitled. But they believe me when I say this. The way we sit and we talk about people and we think that we're better than somebody else, believe me, you are going to come across somebody that's going to think they're better than you. You are going to come across a problem where you are not in the position that you was when you was born. You are going to come across a problem that if you don't come across that problem, whoever you are close to is going to come across that problem. And that person probably didn't do nothing to nobody. But just the fact that that person know you, sometime, you know, it'll skip you and go to somebody else. You know, and I just think that was so profound for her to say that, you know. It was so profound for her to say that. Because that's the honest God truth. We sit around here and we think because, you know, we in the projects and somebody else lives somewhere else, we just seem to think that we're not worthy. But we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, behind somebody living in a nice neighborhood. We don't know that. A smile ain't nothing but somebody who paints you and paints you smiling, basically. What's behind this smile? What's inside you? How do you really feel? You know, and that's why I think sometimes when people are telling you something, and even if you see it, and any of you do think you understand it, I am here to tell you, sometimes you don't understand things the way you think you understand those things. Because in reality, sometimes the way our brains are set up, we seem to think that we know. It's almost like a fairy tale. Some of us put things in our head that we know are not true. So then our brain begin to believe what you have told them. So then your brain plays tricks on you. Now that the fact that you want to stop it. No, you've been doing this for 5 straight years. So all of a sudden now you think your brain going to stop when you have fed your brain all these lies and stuff. Your brain is not going to stop. And then you're going to wonder why you're struggling so much with your brain. Because you fed it. It's just like sitting at a table. Every time you see you eat at a table, you eating. And you're not watching what you eat and how much you put in your body. That's the same thing how you feed your brain. We feed our brain with all these lies. And then when we want to change and do better, no, you're going to be fighting against your own brain. You're going to be fighting against your own self that you are the enemy that fed your bread. Excuse me. You're going to be the enemy that fed your brain all this negativity. And then you're going to be upset. Then you're going to get upset with everybody else when everybody's trying to tell you. You're just going to take it slow. Well, I don't got time to take it slow. I got to do this. Well, you should have thought about that when you was feeding it. When you thought that you had time. You shouldn't have had time then, but you did. Now you're just going to have to work along with it. Now you're just going to have to pray. Now you're going to have to feed your brain the right words that needs to heal your brain. You know? And I hope that whoever listened to my video, who come across my video, I hope when you hear the words, I hope you really, really sit and you think about what is going on in your life. And I want you to ask yourself, if you could ask your younger self a question, ask your younger self, would your younger self be proud of you right now? And be honest when you ask that question. Write it down. And then someone said, are you crazy? Do you think I'm a... Yes. Because all you got to do is sit down, whatever you're doing, get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and write down. Write down the positive things that you're doing, and write down some things that you know that you need to do. Write down some of the things that you know you need to be doing, but you're not doing. And you will have the answers. Because I'm pretty sure some of us are not doing the things that we should. And I'm going to tell you nothing. Some people can be successful in the world, but you know, some of us still not happy. Some of us are still not happy. Some people... sometimes they don't even want to be famous. They just want to live a normal life. Go to school, get married, not get married, you know, buy a home, not buy a home, whatever they choose to. So sometimes everybody don't have to live a dream like everybody else, because just maybe the person already feel like they is a dream. You know, all you got to do is believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you want. You know, if we fed ourselves all the positivity things that we need in life, then always trying to worry about people that could care less about what we're doing. You know, we waste majority of our life on people that don't even like us, or people that, you know, when you tell them, they're like, I hear you, when you can actually be feeding yourself that. Because it's basically like fixing somebody a plate of food that is struggling to... you know, they're struggling with bills and stuff and all that. They're struggling to eat, and you fix them a plate. And they sit there, and they give it to somebody else. But they're the ones sitting struggling. This person over here is not struggling. This person over here is just as selfish as the one you fix the plate for. You know? And then you just have to make a decision for yourself. Say, wait a minute. I wasn't even feeling good that day. Wasn't feeling good, but the fact that, you know, this person is going to school, the fact that this person, they paying their bills and stuff and all that, and the fact that they don't have food, but the fact that, you know, I see them trying, I'm going to do my best to help them. But the best thing that you're doing for them doesn't mean anything to them. So what you're going to have to do is, like, wise up a little bit and say, look, I don't mind helping you, But the help that I give you, you're giving away. And not only that, you're always making excuses for this individual. Always making excuses. And I'm going to tell you nothing. People that make excuses all the time for somebody else, I want you to hear this. The excuses that you make for somebody else, they ain't going to make nothing for you. They're going to tell you how they feel about you. They're going to say, oh, well, you should have paid your bill. But they can sit and tell you the same thing. And there you go, fixing them a cake, baking them a cake, putting all that frosted on it, trying to cover those lies, basically. All you got to do is sit down and look at people, you know, and pay attention to them. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. All you do is sit and just see how they roll. Just see how they talk to people. Just see how they're just so selfish. You know, and then they say, what? What's the problem? What I'm doing? And some people are aware of what they're doing. And some people just do stuff so much that they don't even care. And then when you try to tell them, they're like, oh, that's not me. That's not true. So then, therefore, you just have to leave it alone. As a matter of fact, you might have to leave them alone, too. Because, you know, people will wear you down. People are taught to wear people down. People will act like they don't know what they're doing. And they do. They know what they're doing. As long as I can play you and act like I don't know, I get to say and still get to play those games as if I don't know. As long as you believe, I'm going to keep pointing down your throat and in your head, I'm going to keep on until you wise up. And I'm here to tell you, that's what we have to do. We have to wise up. Because either they're going to have to wise up or you know what? Leave them alone. Because either way, they're going to have to wise up one way. With you, without you. You know? And so, that's it. You know? Always remember that you're at peace and not in pieces. And always remember that you're cool as a cucumber. Always remember that whatever the problem is that you think is, and if you are the problem, then you're going to have to fix it. No, it's not going to be easy. Yes, it's going to be hard, but ask yourself, are you worth it? And if you are worth it, then you will do something about it. Whatever you got to do, you will fix it. Not in an illegal way. Not in a way that it will harm you. Or bring you any harm. I'm just saying, if you got to leave somebody alone, if you got to, you know, if you know that you need to go back home to your people, and you somewhere, and you know these people don't care about you, and you know you have never lived that life, you're going to have to make some drastic decision about what you need to do for you in order to see you, to see who you are. Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes you can't see who you are when everybody else trying to make you see who they are. Because they're going to take the focus off of you. Because they don't need you to be focusing on you. Because if you focus on you, then they're wasting their time. And they're playing a game. So the best game that you can play with them is play a game that you would play for life. And that means always put yourself first before people on earth. Especially the ones that you break your neck for. Especially the ones that you always have been there for. Especially for the ones that if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for God putting you in their life, where would they be at that moment of time? Especially for you, when you sitting there putting yourself in bad situations for people, and you know you ain't got no business putting yourself in that situation. And sometimes we put ourselves in bad situations that are illegal for somebody. And it wasn't for the strength and the sake of God, you probably would be in prison right now. And you know what? Just, you know what? They would turn on you before they see themselves in prison. They said, no, go and take this bid for me. You know, I already been in trouble. If I get in trouble again, it's my third time. I'm going for life. You ain't never been. They ain't going to get you maybe 2 or 3 years. And you sitting there about 10, 15 years and waste your life with somebody because somebody fed you lies. Because you wants to be a ride or die friend. And then behind closed door, before they even get out, they're probably making a phone call calling you stupid and dumb. Oh, well, that's him, that's her, that ain't me. They want to be stupid like that. They want to take the bid for me. I told you, I don't care nothing about nobody. You got to pay attention to people. All you got to do is sit there and look at people. Just sit there and look at them and observe them. You can freak them out a little bit. You may not figure out the whole thing, but I tell you what, the more you hang around them, you should be figuring them out. You know, like if you go somewhere with somebody and then all of a sudden they leave you and then they say, well, you know, such and such was there. Well, I don't know such and such. So that's an eye opener. So and then you put yourself in another position to go around them, then that's your fault. Because you already, she already, or he already showed you who they are. Now you got to let her know, or him, let them know who you are. And you also got to let them know that you're not that person that they thought that you were. Because you are your own teacher. So teach. And let them know. Teach them the right way. Some of us are not taught the right way. And some of us wants to be taught the right way. Some of us don't know how to be taught the right way. Some of us don't know how to speak up in a way that's asked for help. Just say help. I need help. Some people have made people feel like if you say help, oh, you're so pitiful. Don't ask for people for help. People gonna feel sorry for you. Well, I would rather for people to feel sorry for me and get that help than for somebody that say, you a G, be strong, and yet and still I'm always allowing you to put me in situations that always leaving me stranded. I'm always behind bars. I'm always getting beat up for you. Is that smart? No, that's not smart at all. So that what cool as a cucumber represent. Stop being a fool for people. Stop feeling like, oh, I don't have no family. So what? Be the family that you wanted. Create that family within you. Create those values of integrity. Create where you say, look, you're crossing my boundaries. Get over a little bit. You're a little too close. I don't like being too close to you because I already see how you roll. And if anybody gonna roll me down the street, it's gonna be me. It ain't gonna be you. Not you, it's not going to be you. You know, sometimes we don't have to be in situations that we are, but we allow how we have been treated, how we grew up and all that, and then we just say, well, I don't care what they do to me, I'm still going to be there. Well, then don't complain about when they do you any type of way, because you just said you don't care. And when people hear you say you don't care about you, they know they got you, because that shouldn't even be coming out of your mouth. Oh, you can do her, or you can do him any type of way. I already heard he said he don't care. Long as I'm around him, that's all he cares. So I'm going to use him while I'm around. That's basically what they be saying. You know? I know this is a long, cool as a cucumber, but that's fine. Because sometimes I would rather sit and listen to something that's positive and something that's positive going to help me than sit here and listen to something negative. And you know what? That's not a problem we have. We would sit and listen to negativity. We would sit and look at videos where people are fighting. We would sit and look at videos where people are coming off on one another, where they're saying, like one video I saw on TikTok where these guys, the guys and women were rating each other. So first it would be the guy and they're like, turn around, Well, I don't really do dark-skinned girls, but, I smash. Like, that's totally disrespectful. First of all, I don't even understand the concept of smash. I know what it means, but I don't even accept that. I feel like that is so derogatory to say to somebody, to a human being. You know, you want to, like, we have clearly lost ourselves when we sit up and we judge our own people. And then we get mad at when another race do it to us, but we're doing it to ourselves also. I understand we may not have been the first one that done it to us, but at the same time, you want to stop and you want to stop making excuses and you want to say, look, stop it. Get it together. Stop it. And when you work on you, you'll be able to work on somebody else, because you will be so strong. You'll be that strongest vessel. And people will be like, I don't like the new you. You no fun no more. I used to do this. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. You, that's right. You used to, but there would never be again, because I don't hang around you like that no more. You see, I don't fool with you like that no more. Right? Yeah. And I was wondering why. What you mean why? Why do you ask me why? But you can sit over here on the right side and sit here and tell me how I allow you to use me. But then when I ask you these questions, then you still don't understand. You know, that's like trying to scare somebody in a house and they hear noise and they hear voices. And then all of a sudden, then you tell me that you was the one who did it. But then at first you told me I was crazy and I was hearing things. And then all of a sudden when somebody else come around, then you said, well, you know, that was me doing that. I was the one who's trying to drive you crazy. And then I said, well, why are you doing that? Because it's easy. Because I can do it. Because you don't go nowhere. You sit here all the time. You don't do nothing with your life. So don't blame me. You know, and even though that may be true, but at the same time too, you don't have to do those things to people. So that says a lot about your character. You know. And just know that, you know, just know that you can change. But ask yourself, do you want to change? And if you do, please let it be because you. I don't even care if you have a child. I don't. And I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way. What I mean about that, like, make sure that it's because you want to change. Make sure it's because you want to give yourself the best. Because if you're giving yourself the best, you're going to give yourself the best to your child, whoever you are around. You are going to give them because you are the best. But I hear some people say, you know, I don't care. My child come first. No, your child can't come first. You got to come first. Your child comes second. You come first because you are the head. And if you don't have your ducks in alignment, if you don't have your emotions in a way that you can control them, now you may not can control them all the time, but you can control them sometime. If you cannot control you, don't sit around here and think you're going to be able to control your child. Even when you think you're trying to control your child, believe me, they're going to fight you back. Because they're not only going to look at what you say, they're going to look at what you do and what you have been doing. They're going to say, you know, my mom ain't nobody hypocrite. She say one thing, but she do the opposite. She tell me not to be no fool for no boy, but she's sitting around here being a fool for this man. This is what I'm talking about. So that's why I say, you are first on earth. God is always first, but I'm talking about far as on earth with people and all this and how we put other people before us and all that. You make sure that you are straight. Make sure that you feel good about yourself. Make sure that you love yourself. Make sure that you understand what you want and what you need. And make sure you understand that the things that you don't do, you know the reason why you don't do those things, because maybe you was raised in a family that did it, and you said when you got older you was not gonna do those things. So therefore you're making your child life more better. You're making your child life more easy. You're making your child life comfortable in a way that they can be a child in a home and they don't have handcuffs on their wrists and their ankles. Because you want your child to be free. You don't want to be hollering at them about least little everything. Like if the house is clean and their bedroom's not clean, shut the door. Like sometimes we take things literally serious too much. We worry about everything gotta be in order. The world is not even in order. It's not. It's not. And we know out here in this world how this world is. But can we please allow people that live in the home with you to be free? I didn't say them disrespect you. I didn't say that there shouldn't be chore. But I'm saying, but it shouldn't be so serious like you in prison. It's all right if dishes are in the sink sometimes. It's all right. Maybe you need that day for yourself. Now, you just constantly, every time I see the place is messed up, okay, then that's a problem. But just because something is out of order or something and all that, let them play. Sometimes we don't even allow kids to be kids. They can't even be kids because you too much trying to raise them up to be grown before their time. And then when they're in a situation or you're too grown, well, you're raising them grown. You raised them up that way. I'm just saying, like, we need to stop taking things serious so much. Everything don't always have to be serious. everything that a little baby do and things and say shouldn't be always taken serious. Sometimes you have to laugh. It's like you laugh at your grown friends that you know is a fool, and they shouldn't be doing the things they do, but you sit there and be with those. But then you say, well, my child ain't gonna be that way. Well, if your child's hearing that in their bedroom, if your child come out and go to the bathroom, they're hearing that. So it's no such as my child's not going to hear that, because if they're around it, they're going to hear it. So, like I said, I hope when you listen to this video, I speak out into existence that you hear what I'm saying. I speak out into existence if it's something that you have been wanting in your life for so long, but you just don't know how. I tell you, the first thing is to do is to believe and put faith, and read your Bible, you know, and constantly say it. Speak it out. Because you are speaking it into existence. You are speaking it into universe. Speak it. The same way you have spoke all these negativity things in your life. The same way you have spoke all the negative people that has been in your life that you knew wasn't any good for you. That's the same way you need to speak positive things out of your mouth. Learn to speak positive out of your mouth, especially about you. There's nothing more disrespectful than to speak negative things out of your mouth the same way your so-called friends or people out in the world do you. Come on. You got to have some coverage somewhere. You got to have some liability somewhere. You know? Don't be, even when we're hanging around people that we know we're not supposed to be around, we still don't have to treat ourselves the same way what we hang around with. It's almost like that word. Wait a minute, hold up. It's basically what I'm trying to say. It's like, if you're struggling, you don't have to look like you're struggling. You know, if you with somebody that don't love you, you don't have to look like that. You know, because sometimes we hang around with people that we know are not no good for us. And some people around here be looking good, but they don't look like what they're going through. That's what I'm trying to say. They don't. So we don't always have to look like we, the stuff that we put ourselves, the image and the people who we hang around and all that. We don't have to look like that. We don't. We really don't. And so today is raining. It has stopped. I hate my voice when it gets like that. But, you know, this is the allergy season. You know, I don't like it. But, you know, oh well, life goes on. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You know, I can take my medicine. Or I can find some remedies, you know. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. I do want to say something. I'm going to end this video. I see a lot of videos where certain people go off. Okay, say like you live in a apartment duplex, and you have to pay for your parking space. And I understand that. But it's funny how when you had to pay for something, and then somebody's in your parking space, you get upset. But then, as I sit there and I look at that and I begin to think, I say to myself, like, you haven't never parked in somebody's parking space. Like, you have never, somebody was coming out and you parked in that parking space you just had got there and all of a sudden they pull up and then they upset and they cussing you out and all that. Like, to me, that's an impulsive person that could just go from a 1 to a 20 so quick. You know, when I think about stuff like that, it makes me think like somebody has, you know, maybe you was a person that people has taken things from. So maybe, you know, you feel like, you know, like, I pay for this, so you're not going to take this away from me. Like, I just think sometimes we need to calm down. We need to really ask ourselves, what are we really upset? Are you really upset about a parking space? What is it? Or is it that you always have experienced that in your life growing up at one time? So now you're saying they're not going to do that to me. And I'm going to tell you the reason why they're going to do it to you, because you're going the wrong way about it. You know, then there was like, is this your truck? And before he can get a word out, she would, you better move your MF truck, blah, 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 this and all that. And I was just sitting there, as I was looking at that video, I was just like, really? I was like, and he was just telling her to calm down and all that. It seemed like that was just making her angry and more mad. Then she was talking, you see what I mean? This is what I be talking about. You know, like, I be trying to mind my business and all that. No, that's not minding your business. Okay, I'm not saying that he's not wrong. And the fact that he was a maintenance man, so he was somewhere fixing somebody's apartment. Now, I'm not saying he was completely right, but I'm not going to say he was completely wrong either. And I think that the person could have went a better way about it. Because what that says about you is that you do not know how to solve problems. You don't. So nobody's going to want to deal with you. And I'm going to tell you nothing. Once you get that type of behavior out in the world with people and you have dealt with people, people's not going to want to deal with you. And you can be the most smartest person. You can be the most hardest worker. But when they see how you operate, they be like, nah, I don't want her. They be like, but I don't want her. I just saw her. I don't want her. Then you think somebody done you wrong. Then you think somebody's against you. You know? But I'm going to end this long PSA. And that's just fine. Because sometimes that's what we need. A long personal service announcement. That's what we need. And that's fine for me. You know, people break rules all the time. You know? At least mine, I feel like mine's a positive. You know, I just had to make this video because it just moved me. Because she's so passionate, you know. She's on YouTube. It's Eating with Q. It's Q-U-E. And, you know, I looked at her videos and stuff. And, like, she could be burping loud and all that. And she's so unapologetic, like, she burp. It's like, okay, I'm human, I burp. And what somebody else would look at, like, she don't have no manners. See, but that's another thing people don't understand. Like, with mukbangs and ASMR is like, you know, you make noise. That's what it is. You don't talk. But it's the noise, the sounds of the sodas, the food and stuff. But if you don't understand that, then you don't understand it. But that, I guess that's life. Because the same way I wouldn't understand things because I haven't experienced it, don't mean it's wrong for that person that has. And I think that's what we have to realize. Just because you haven't experienced it, just because you haven't been around in the world and stuff and all that, but that's life. We're always going to look at something and be like, I won't do it. But it's just because of our environment. You know, sometimes it doesn't make it wrong. Sometimes it doesn't make it right. Because I think it's somewhere where if you're not burping, I don't know, and if someone can correct me or write it in the comments, it's somewhere where if you're not burping, it's considered as a disrespect, because I've heard it before, you know. So that's what I'm saying. So what makes sense to us because it's a product of our environment, and what makes sense to them is a product of theirs. We don't always have to understand what people do, you know, because I'm sure, like, you know, the Africans, they eat with their hands and stuff like that. Now, some certain stuff I eat with my hand, but, you know, that stuff that's sticking and all that, for me, no. But I'm not going to disrespect them because that's their environment. That's their environment, you know. So I'm going to let this go. And always remember that you're at peace. And always remember that if you're not at peace, then you're the problem. Because I feel like this, to some point, is that when you know that where you are and who that you are with. Now, I will say this, because I always think about the things I say. Because sometimes you're going to be in a bad situation where you can't get out. So that's different. But always plan up here. If you're with somebody that you know that is not safe, plan up here in your brain. Don't write nothing down. Because you don't ever want them to find anything that if you're trying to do anything, leave. Don't write nothing down. Keep it up here. Feed yourself all the time. You know, like when you in there talking and y'all laughing about stuff, and he be like, yeah, you such a fool and all that, and you be laughing at him, and you just, and you constantly in your mind, you hear what he say, but you in your mind, you keep repeating this, I'm gonna leave you, I'm gonna leave you, I'm gonna leave you. I may not know when I'm gonna leave you, but I'm gonna leave you, I'm gonna leave you. And you laughing, and he think you laughing at him, but you feeding your brain some other stuff. You're not feeding your brain the stuff that he's talking about. So that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes you can't sit and write stuff down when you're dealing with people that's not all right upstairs in the brain. You know, they got one step going straight down, they got one step going left, they got another step going right, and they got another step going up. You don't know which way to go. That's how, when you're dealing with people, they're off the map. So you're gonna have to create your own map within your brain. You know, act like you don't know when he says stuff. Come up, you better leave me, and you be like, why would I leave you? You're the best thing I got. But you know that's a lie. But sometimes you have to play along with people just to be safe at that moment of time. But I'm going to let this go, because I can just continue to talk and talk and talk. You know, because I just try to put stuff out there. Like I said, when I say things, I think about what I say. And that's why I came back around now correcting myself. Because sometimes some of us, we have put ourselves in situations with people, and sometimes some of us haven't put ourselves in these situations. You know, so you just, I just feel like you have to be careful when you're saying stuff about people. Like you said, I just think women's stupid, you know, to be with men who beat on them. Well, you know, you may not know that they kidnapped this person and been having this person for a long, long time. So they have had time and space to work on these people. So that's what I'm talking about. So that's why when I say things, I try to correct myself. And so I would ask you, if you're saying things about people, I would ask you to also correct yourself. I would ask you to think about it more than one way. I would ask yourself to correct, especially if you're hanging around people and y'all all saying the same thing. I don't care if it sounds like it's the truth. I don't care. Sometimes it's not their truth. It's your truth. It's what you believe in. It's not what they believe in. That's what you've been hearing. That ain't what they've been hearing. So I'm going to end this video. Because I will just carry on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, I am just like, you know how somebody tells somebody off and all that, and then they walk away, and then the next time they come back in, and you know, they be saying something else, you looking for me? I thought this was it. And I am going. And next minute, you know, they come back. They get in their car, they leave, they come back, you know, like that. That's how I am. Just carry on and carry on and carry on and carry on. And I always say, what may not be meant for you, it's what I said may be meant for somebody else. So at the end of the day, I'm a winner. I am a winner. Yes. That's how you gotta look at things. Sometimes you have to look at, like, I may not be that person that is right for you. Excuse me. And you may not be that person that is right for me. Somebody is. But I'm going to be that person right now. For right now. Until whoever that individual come into my life. Because I ain't out there looking for you. And that's another thing. Stop looking for people. Stop wanting people to come into your life. You got enough time to sit and work on you. Work on you. So when that individual do come, you already gonna know how to treat yourself, because you didn't been by yourself. You know what it is to be by yourself. You know what it is to have respect and love and understanding. You know what it is to have peace. So when that person come into your life and you begin to feel like nervous and stuff, you're like, hold on, this ain't me. I don't act this way. I haven't been acting this way. Then therefore, you know who it is. Especially when, and don't fool yourself, and don't say, well, don't do that. Please don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you, when you do that, you will start playing tricks on yourself. And when you continue to do that, and they learn, and they know that that's what you do, they're going to play on you too. Because you're feeding right into their game. I don't care how much you may want to be with somebody. You should always want to be with yourself more than anything than you want to be with somebody else. Because at the end of the day, you is all you got right now. Now, when they add, and it's positive, I ain't going to say that majority of the time it has to be, but if it's more negativity than positive coming, then that's the problem. Now, that's a deep issue. You know, and you have to be strong enough to say, look, you're going to have to work on this. Now, I'll work with you, but I must see that you're working. Because I'm not going to be working on you and you're not working on yourself. But I'm going to end this. I told you I'm just like that. I told you. I'm going to end this. I'm going to end this. So I hope that everyone is having a nice day, a beautiful evening. It is 6:38 p.m. So, love and strength and understanding. And always remember that you are the prize. You are the prize. You are. And you have to also think that when a person come into your life, they knew that you was this. I'm not going to say it. They knew you was a prize. I was about to say the other word, but I'm not going to say that. And you got to tell yourself that. But you can tell yourself that. That you are. Long as you've been humble, long as you're not acting entitled, long as you don't think that you're better than nobody, but long as you know that you are somebody. I'm going to end this. Thank you very much. Whoever come across my video, I appreciate you. I have been seeing people that have been actually engaging with me. And I want to let you know that I wholeheartedly thank you very much for that, because that's what I wanted. And also, I wholeheartedly thank for the people who have subscribed to my channel. See, sometimes we do not get the same blessings in the same way. So I have a blessing when people subscribe to me, and I have a blessing when the ones who subscribe to me and also engage with me, and that's fine. Sometimes people engage by subscribing, sometimes people engage by commenting, and that's fine. And I want to let everyone know that I appreciate you very much. Thank you and enjoy.